Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, featuring topics from the BoagWorld.com blog. My name is Paul Boag, and on this podcast, I want to offer advice on user experience and digital transformation. Today, I want to ask you a simple question. Are you underestimating prototyping? I love prototyping. It's a big part of the work that I do, but I find that when I talk about prototyping, people have a much narrower view of its role than I do. I don't see prototyping as a tool that can just help design better interfaces. I believe that, like so many parts of design thinking, it can benefit all areas of a business. You can prototype a lot more than an interface. In fact, you can prototype pretty much anything. Anything from a customer service interaction to streamlining a factory line process. Here are a few ways prototyping can improve the user experience. You could map out a better method of answering support calls or define how and when your organization sends emails to customers. You could storyboard users moving from social media to your website and back. Or you could prototype the layout of a store or office. You could trial improvements to back-end systems such as picking and distribution. The list could go on. Disney even built a prototype to show how a magic band could improve the experience in their parks, a prototype which led their executive to greenlight over $1 billion in renovations. You shouldn't prototype alone. It's a great collaboration tool, and instead of having endless meetings to discuss an idea, get people together building a prototype. If you haven't already read the book The Sprint by Google Ventures, I'd encourage you to do so. This book shows how you can get a group of stakeholders building a testable prototype in only a week. That's the great thing about prototypes. They give you something tangible to test. This means you know whether an idea will work before you invest time and money into building the final version. Also, by testing a prototype, you can avoid disagreements over the best approach. We waste so much time debating details when a quick prototype and some ad hoc testing could resolve the issue. In my opinion, building a prototype is much more effective than a specification document. You can misunderstand words, misinterpret them, but a prototype clarifies what the final deliverable will be. For example, if I told you to imagine a checkout process on an e-commerce site, the picture in your head could be very different to mine. A prototype shows how it would work and removes that ambiguity. One of the biggest reasons I'm such a fan of prototyping is because they're an amazing sales tool. As UX professionals, we're always trying to persuade our bosses to let us improve the experience. But our bosses can't see why things need to change because they can't imagine a better way. All they can see is the cost of making that change. So instead of trying to persuade them with presentations and business cases, build a prototype. Don't tell them about a better user experience, show them it. Many feel a pressure to skip the prototyping phase because it's an unnecessary and expensive luxury. But in truth, the benefits outweigh the costs. In fact, I would go as far as saying that the idea that prototypes are a cost is really a fantasy. The cost is more than covered by the time saved with endless discussions, not to mention stopping us from building functionality no one cares about. So I end this with a question. What challenge is your boss facing right now? It might be to increase sales, reduce costs, grab market share. It doesn't really matter. Whatever the challenge they face, consider using prototyping as a way of exploring solutions. If you feel you need some help with prototyping, check out the Sprint book I mentioned earlier, or there's also a guide to design sprints on the Google Ventures website. Or if all else fails, find out how I can help you with prototyping by dropping me an email.